Penguin Random House Audio presents The Second Sleep by Robert Harris. Read for you by Roy McMillan.
Until the close of the early modern era, Western Europeans on most evenings experienced two major intervals of sleep. The initial interval of slumber was usually referred to as first sleep. The succeeding interval was called second or morning sleep. Both phases lasted roughly the same length of time, with individuals waking sometime after midnight before returning to rest. A. Roger Ekirk, At Day's Close, A History of Nighttime. It was impossible to dig more than a foot or two deep about the town, fields and gardens without coming upon some tall soldier or other of the Empire, who had lain there in his silent, unobtrusive rest for a space of 1,500 years. He was mostly found lying on his side in an oval scoop in the chalk, like a chicken in its shell, his knees drawn up to his chest, sometimes with the remains of his spear against his arm, a fibula or brooch of bronze on his breast or forehead, an urn at his knees, a jar at his throat, a bottle at his mouth. They had lived so long ago. Their time was so unlike the present. Their hopes and motives were so widely removed from ours, that between them and the living there seemed to stretch a gulf too wide even for a spirit to pass. Thomas Hardy, the Mayor of Casterbridge. Chapter 1. The Hidden Valley. Late on the afternoon of Tuesday the 9th of April in the year of our risen Lord, 1468, a solitary traveller was to be...